الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, a person recited a verse of the Quran in the presence of Yahya bin Mu'adh, rahmatullahi alayhi. Yahya bin Mu'adh was a great wali of Allah, he was the sage of his time. And when he recited the verse, Yahya bin Mu'adh began to cry. What was the verse? فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Musa alayhi salatu salam and Harun alayhi salatu salam, they were both brothers, to go to the tyrant of the time, Fir'aun, who was so merciless, he killed thousands of young males, infants, because he was afraid when an interpretation was given to a dream that he had seen, that his kingdom would be overthrown and be taken by a young person, a boy, a male. So he killed all the young ones, the youngsters. And he spared the lives of the woman, but he made them his slaves. So Fir'aun had claimed divinity. There are two verses in the Quran. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. He says, I do not know of any other deity besides myself, I'm the Allah. And in another verse, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. So he claimed to be the great, the lofty Allah. مَعَاذَ Allah. Now imagine, he's a tyrant, merciless, claims to be Allah. Claims to be Allah. And Allah instructs Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu as-salam, go to Fir'aun, give him the da'wah towards my oneness, but when you speak to him with kindness, with politeness. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّن. The word layyin in Arabic means soft. Don't be harsh. When you're giving da'wah to him, give it to him in a nice way. Present your da'wah to him in a very polite manner, in a kind manner. Yahya bin Mu'adh cried. He says, Ya Allah, هذا رفقك, O Allah, this is your gentleness, your kindness, بالذي يقول أنا الإله, with that person who is claiming that I am Allah, and you are saying that he must be treated in a nice way, a kind manner, da'wat must be given to him in a nice and general manner. فكيف بالذي يقول يا الله أنت الإله. Then how is it, O my Allah, how will be your reaction and your response with that person who says, Wallah, you are my Allah. We make shukr to Allah. Allah has given us iman. Allah is too kind. Allah has given us this month of Ramadan. We heard this morning also that to make it easy for us, Allah addressed us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, roza, fasting has been prescribed to you. But how? كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Like how it was prescribed for those before you. So nothing new. People before you also kept fast. So when we know that others also went through this, then it becomes easy. Psychologically, it becomes easy for the person. And then, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. It's just a few days. 30 days, 29 days. It's not the whole year that we expected to keep roza. So Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for us. It is a month of barakat. Barakat. Literally, blessings, barakat, rahmat, mercy is descending from the heavens. Our Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi used to give a simple example. He says, if there is drought and we need water and suddenly it begins to rain, People go out of their homes and they take their buckets to fill their buckets. And if any person who is so desperately in need of water, he goes out, he takes his bucket, but he turns it upside down. Will he collect any water? Whilst everybody else will fill their buckets, he'll come back empty-handed. His bucket will be empty. So let us not make this mistake. Still in the beginning of Ramadan. Don't wait for the end of Ramadan. And then we will express regret like how we always do express regret. If only I spent my time correctly. If I kept my roza in a proper way. If I only didn't cheat. If I didn't make ghibat. I didn't lie. I didn't fight. I didn't quarrel. If I didn't watch television. If I didn't watch pornographic material. If only I developed some taqwa. Then how nice it would have been for me. But then it is too late because the days slip very, very, very rapidly. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدَمِي عَلَى يَوْمٍ غَرَبَتْ فِيهِ شَمْسُهُ نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. He says, the only regret I have is on that day which passes, the sun sets, and my lifespan is becoming shorter. It's decreasing, but my good deeds hasn't increased. 3 days, today is the third day. So already, 3 days are going away. Let us ask ourselves, have I made any spiritual progress besides just fasting and abstaining from food and drink? Remember, if a person keeps roza, but he does not keep roza with his eyes, his ears, his limbs, in other words, he does not abstain from haram, then the hadith of Rasulullah Rasulullah says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَأْ قَوْلَ الزُّورُ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلِيسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. That person who does not stop speaking lies and engaging in sin whilst he is fasting, Allah has no need for him in abandoning and refraining from food and drink. Allah gains in no way. So our roza we keeping, Allah is not gaining, we are gaining. In fact, Allah, in the hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الصَّوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Roza is for me. And I will give the reward. All other a'mal, ibadat we do, whether it is salat, whether it is zakat, whether it is hajj, the angels have been commanded with a number, a fixed reward. This is what you must give. Of course, Allah then increases too much what He wishes. But as far as roza is concerned, because there is sincerity involved, especially in roza, unlike the other ibadat, if I'm reading 2 rakat namaz, everybody is watching me, then the thought can come to me, everybody is watching. So there is that element of a possibility, not of everybody reading namaz, are you saying he's doing out of show, no. There is that element he could be doing out of riyah, his ikhlas could decrease, of course we must try and do it such that we have full ikhlas, but in roza, okay, Ramadan everybody is keeping, but generally when a person is fasting, you won't know. Until iftar time, when he just quietly takes out his khajur and puts it in his mouth, you realize the man was fasting, I didn't even know. So there is that element of special sincerity in roza, in fasting, unlike the other ibadat. I'm going for hajj, everybody knows I'm going for hajj. I can't hide and go for hajj. But in roza, it's kept within. And of course, when a person is fasting, and I'm sure everyone is experiencing the same, you just automatically feel different. Spiritually you feel different from the other days. Your heart begins to be soften. Your heart begins to soften. You feel that pity for the poor and the needy. You want to share your food with others. You want to frequent the masjid even more. The month of Ramadan, you will come earlier to the masjid. Asr to Maghrib, normally, few people sit, mashallah, most of us are gone and we come back. But in the month of Ramadan, nobody is going. Everybody is sitting. What a beautiful environment. We can hear the echoes of Quran being recited. Everybody is engrossed. So everybody's heart becomes soft in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because of hunger that a person goes through. When a person goes through hunger, automatically his heart softens. And now when your heart is softening, then I'm sure you're also experiencing this, you begin to do some soul searching. Now you begin to think, Rosa, my creator, my Allah, dunya, akhirat, qabr, how close am I to my Allah? Can I become closer to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can I also enjoy Quran, the Taraweeh? You'll find people going to different masajid just because, not they want to finish Taraweeh early, no, they want to, this person is very well, his love for the Quran, that is why he's going, that is pulling him there. He wants to hear more Quran. He's listening more attentively to the Salat than normal days. So he's some type of attachment now to deen, to ibadat, to salat, to zakat, to tilawat of the Quran. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned Ramadan, simple example. It's like a ladder. And we have rungs of a ladder. Steps, rungs. So whether it's 29 or 30, Allah knows best. Nonetheless, say 30 rungs. Each day treat it as one rung. Two rungs we have already climbed. And now the third rung. And each day we're going higher and higher and higher and higher until we reach the top. That's the end of the month. We have climbed up 30 rungs. We have climbed up the ladder. And that's we reach لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That's when we get taqwa. The object of fasting is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So we may become muttaqeen. Alhamdulillah, every night we have after Taraweeh, various ayat of the Quran or synopsis of the surah, what we heard in the Taraweeh, and the word taqwa recurs all the time. Muttaqeen, muttaqeen, different qualities of the muttaqeen have been mentioned. We all commit sins. There's nobody here sitting here, I'm masoom, ma'adallah, I committed no sins. Every one of us, and each of us know what sins we have committed. In fact, we've committed so many sins, we even forgot the sins we committed. May Allah forgive us. It's a month again to seek from the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To seek from the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was bathing once. And you know the whole incident, he was very ill for so many years and he went through great difficulty and sabr. As we talk about sabr Ayyub. You want sabr? Sabr like Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Nonetheless, he's bathing in the river and suddenly Allah ta'ala sends down golden locusts, real gold. And as he's coming down, he's grabbing this locust. Allah ta'ala then said, Ayyub, have I not made you independent of all this? Because Allah gave him plentiful after he was cured. He says, indeed, O my Allah, but there is no independence of your barakat. These are divine blessings coming down. So in the same way, we are getting divine blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a time when we should not be wasting. Ramadan will come and go. Last year, how many close friends of ours, musallis, family members were with us. They are not longer with us anymore. We do not know how long we are going to live. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us sihat. Allah grant us afiyat. Allah give us a beautiful Ramadan, full of barakat, and spiritually we must be charged. And we must make shukr. Never feel, I read so much of Quran, I read so much of Taraweeh, I made so much of dhikr. No, make shukr. Allah give me the tawfiq. And when you make shukr, Allah will increase you in the ni'mat. So it is a time to seek the maghfirat of Allah. The first 10 days is rahmat. Second 10 days, maghfirat. Last 10 days, freedom, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. What do we do in the month of Ramadan? Simple. Main, I said, gain taqwa. What is taqwa? How do we gain taqwa? Simple. Do all those things Allah commanded us to do and stay away from all those things that Allah has prohibited. They are do's and don'ts. Do those things Allah has commanded us to do and stay away from those things Allah has stopped us. Then we have to make sincere tawbah and istighfar. In 15 Shaban, I explain in detail tawbah, istighfar. Make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two hadiths I will mention to you. Rasulullah ascended the minbar. Famous hadith. And he said, Ameen, first step. Second step, Ameen. Third step, Ameen. On the one step when he said Ameen, why? Jibreel Israelim came down and curse certain people on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba'uda. Man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. Curse is that person who experiences the month of Ramadan and despite that he is still not forgiven. Why is he not forgiven? Because he does not take the trouble in begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness of his sins. That is why in the hadith it is mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The badbakht, the most wretched person, unlucky, unfortunate person is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. So I said taqwa, tawbah, tilawat, priority to tilawat of the Quran. If you are unable to read Quran, make a firm intention at this very moment, Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan or during the month of Ramadan, we've got enough hufaz, alhamdulillah. Any hafiz, get him 5 minutes. Just only 5 minutes. Just help me to read. And alhamdulillah, in our masjid, other masajid, this Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali had introduced this years ago for the benefit of the people. After Asr, we have Quran, juz a day. So those who are unable to read, you feel shy, embarrassed, you want to finish one khatam, at least you're able to follow. Inshallah, your khatam will be made. Tilawat of the Quran, every opportunity you get before namaz, in between your, after your sunnah, before the fard, after Taraweeh, go home, wherever it is, in your office, there's no lunch, take out your Quran and try and finish one khatam in the month of Ramadan. Minimum goal, minimum target. So one Quran khatam, so tilawat. Then of course Taraweeh. Taraweeh is not a burden. It's not a burden. Unfortunately, many times we are reading Taraweeh and many people in the back, they are just lying down. They can't go home because the wife will ask where you went. So they have to stay in the masjid. No, stand up. Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufir lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person who stands up in Taraweeh, in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the month of Ramadan with iman and having hope of getting reward from Allah, Allah will forgive all his past sins. Ramadan is like a block of ice. The person, you put this block of ice and you put it into hot sun, what will happen? It will gradually melt. Bit by bit, little, gradually the entire block of ice will melt. We all have come with sins. And there's the month of Ramadan. The rays of the month of Ramadan is shining on our block of ice of sins. And gradually all those sins will melt away. Sincere tawbah istighfar. At the time of iftar, there is a time when everyone should leave the samosa and bhajia and your dates and your water, you won't starve. Believe me, Allah has been so kind to us. There are people in other parts of the world, wallah, even in our own country, they don't even have a decent date to open their fast. Not even one date. One brother had asked a mufti, the brother was from one of the neighboring African countries, and he said, Sheikh, what do I do when I don't have anything for iftar? So, we must make shukr, Allah has given us, and spend on those who don't have. Find those places where they don't have. And if you give one person one day to open his roza, you will get the full reward of his roza. So in the time of iftar, sincere dua. Time of sari also, time of dua, make a simple dua. So taqwa, tawbah, tilawat, taraweeh, and we're going to make tazkiyah of ourselves, of our hearts. Make purify ourselves. And the many youngsters also have time to go in tabligh also. A few days, 3 days, 10 days in the month of Ramadan. Go out, make mashura with the elders. And you go for a little while in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find great benefit. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, inshallah, to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.